Hello, my name is Scott McDermott. I blog at mostlynetworks.com, and my Twitter handle is at ScottM32768. Normally, I try to stay on topic and blog and tweet about data networking, but today I'm going to go a bit off topic. I'm a network engineer, but I listen to a lot of podcasts because I have a long commute, and I've done some volunteer live audio mixing for quite a few years. When you mix audio, it sharpens your ears and you start to hear things that most people don't notice. And the audio quality of most podcasts is pretty poor. Most podcasts are recorded with mediocre microphones that just make them more difficult to listen to. Myself, I will stop listening to a podcast with poor audio quality. While there are multiple aspects to good audio quality, I want to talk about just one today, and that's having good source material to work with. Now, when I talk about source material, I'm not talking about the content of the recording, what people are saying, but the actual recording itself. Having a good microphone makes a huge difference in how people will perceive you and how much they can enjoy listening to your show. Good quality audio also makes it easier for people to comprehend what you are saying because they can spend their brain's processing power on digesting the ideas contained in what you're saying instead of trying to pick out the individual words. If you've ever tried to listen to a WebEx recording in a noisy car, you know what I mean. So now you've been listening to me talk for a minute or two on a Yeti mic from Blue Microphones, which is a high-quality USB microphone. There's a lot of other options out there, but this is the one I happen to have. What I want to do is to give you a side-by-side comparison with a couple of the other options that are commonly used so you can hear the difference it makes yourself.
Here is the wonderful sound of the built-in mic on my MacBook Air. It is not the best sounding thing in the world. It's very echoey, very hollow. And if you're listening to a podcast for any period of time, someone talking on one of these just gets really, really old, and I cannot recommend more against this particular method.
This is an example of the Apple headphones / microphone that come with an iPhone. This is often used by podcasters because it's what they have handy. I see a lot of people using it for Skype things, like if you watch the shows on twit.tv, you'll see a number of people using this. And while it is better than the internal microphone, it is just not as pleasant to listen to as a proper mic. So now we're back to the good mic, and I think you get the point. If you're going to spend the time to record a podcast or video or whatever your project is, use a good microphone. If you're just trying it out, it's fine to use whatever you have, but once you've committed to investing the time in that project, invest in a good mic too. You'll sound better, and your listeners will thank you for it.